Now everyone's uptee, uptee said stop asking. Just know for one of the uptees, all of the uptees are called carnage.
Uptee.
More time you see me with Marley.
Saheb.
Any of them pirates there, I'll skid up and clart it. Man's getting paid, I can't afford no new charges.
No way.
And my man said he's the boss, but what's he in charge of?
Fuck no.
Yardie gal, good morning. White gal, hello.
كان بي بي سي لندن صوماليا. أنا جوريها يا حمسة محمد أحمد عبد النور موسى رام على العرب. أوه إيه صاحب كي جشمر. أو ما أنت وحاب لابنا أبتي بودكاست. ما يلا لندن ما تشوفنا يوحى وصعرة ميلا ده هو لابي جيف غروف. وأنا اللي حدي سبحان الله 6 o'clock. إن شاء الله إلا صعرة وحاك صعرة حد غازا.
Welcome back to another episode of the Apti Podcast, hosted by yours truly, the Warden of the North, Big Brrrr. I know you're wondering, the settings are different. We are in the legendary After Hours studio, thanks to my brother B, Young B, in the building. Shout out to him.
Come on, clap.
You know what I'm saying?
Clapping, bro.
Come on, man. Come on, clap, man.
We got the boy Evs.
Well, I was moving like that. Well, I was ready to clap.
We got the homie Evs in the building as well.
Come on, clap, clap. No clap needed. No
big dog. I'm saying, come on.
Big dog.
And I know a lot of you are wondering where H is at the moment. New Money H is in LA, and here's a nice message from H. There you go.
Sorry, miss. Is it okay to take a video of me?
Yo, Birdie, it's New Money H. Out here, you get me? I'm really sorry, my bro, man. This week I got a last call out. I was outside. I'm in where? You know already, Los Angeles, baby. I had 2028. You get me? They're trying to do the Olympics here. So I said to myself, yeah, man, Somaliland, need to get them out. Because I know Somalia right now, they're doing some corruption. Yeah, Abdi. But hold it down for me. You get me? I'm definitely going to be back. You're going to see me soon. Love, Abdi.
Right, welcome back to regular scheduled programming. That was a message from H all the way in LA, and he'll be back with us soon. Right, gentlemen, in true Apti fashion, what we will do is we've had the fans or supporters. I hate saying the word fans, by the way. I don't know
call
how you guys
awkward, it's awkward, it's awkward.
It's awkward saying their fans.
Yeah, like, call them nephews and nieces.
Nephews and nieces.
Apti's podcast, isn't
it? Yeah, Apti's podcast, yeah, nephews and nieces. That sounds creepy as hell, by the way, but we'll do...
it sounds a bit creepy.
Yeah,
still.
We'll do...
But it sounds like anything. You're not a weirdo. It doesn't sound like anything.
It sounds creepy. Hey, nephews and nieces.
No, it's cool. Well, that is cool.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, long story short, we've got dilemmas sent by the supporters, and we'll just figure it out in between ourselves. Do you know what I mean? Right, let's get into it. I think people have been loving the dilemmas, by the way, you know. It's been sparking some controversy.
It's always a bit of fun. It's always a bit of fun.
Yeah, it is. All right, then. There's a, in the midst of this, by the way, we do have a lot of trolls, by the way. We do have... There's a secret admirer within the person who sends...
the dilemmas.
Yeah, the dilemmas. There are a few. All right, we'll deal with this one. Okay, would you get with a woman who earns more than you? Do you know what? Would I get with a woman that earns more than me, bro? I would. I'm not gonna lie, I would, you know. I don't think I'm threatened enough by a woman. That sounds crazy, but I don't think I'm threatened by a woman and how much she earned, her earning potential. I think if anything, I find that kinda alright, bro. Do you know what I'm saying? But B, you seem like a guy that's a little bit offended by.
No, I'm not. If I'm the reason that she's now earning more, if I helped build the empire.
Why the hell would you build the empire? Do you see what I'm saying?
Crazy.
This toxicity, bro. Crazy.
If I'm the reason behind it, then I don't mind it.
So you're saying as long as you're the one who made her get to the level of... imagine you get with her and you don't even know, and all of us, like, you don't really know what she does, and then you find out what she does and she's a big CEO...
Yeah, you're not built. He's saying, would you get with someone
that
you haven't even got a prior relationship?
You haven't built.
You know, they're saying it behind every man, behind every great man is a greater woman.
But so who's behind a great woman, though?
There's no one behind her. I'm in front of her.
That analogy doesn't even make any sense.
That does not.
The analogy never made any sense, bro.
I have to be involved, bro. So I have to be involved in some way.
So you're saying, okay, but his point is, he's saying it's a gal that you don't have there's no interest before this. You're chatting to her and now you find out she's making more bread than you.
Mm.
So would you run it, is basically what you're saying. And you're saying that can't run.
Don't put words in my mouth.
You said everything but that though.
Bro, this is wild. This is actually a wild take. So
it's not a crazy take. Stop.
No, it's not crazy.
So you're saying it's not. He's saying he's only gonna be happy her earning more money if he was instrumental in making her earn more money.
That's it. Move on to Evs. That's great.
Okay, but I get it. It's a
brilliant take.
I get his
How
point.
How do you get that?
Please. I get his point because what my point would be, I don't mind it if she's earning more than me, so long as I feel like I'm fulfilled for what I'm doing personally. I don't think my ego
could
handle.
That's just what I said. That's just what I said.
But the way you kind of worded it, I don't personally think. Yeah.
Like now, if you ask me that, my wife now, because I'm married to her, my wife now was making more money than me, I wouldn't care because I'm happy with myself. Do you get it?
Yeah.
But if I meet a girl and I'm not where I want to be and she's making more money than me, I don't want that added stress of how I'm going to feel about it.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I
you have to accept that you have an ego as a man.
Okay, yeah, you do have an ego.
You can't be nonchalant about everything. Like, there's certain parts where you want to be.
No, facts. I know. There's certain things I do believe that man has to do, like pay the bills.
We're from that. We're from the provider, like,
really. Everything in related to the household and, you know, keeping the roof over the head and protecting and all that jazz, yeah. I believe it does fall on the man. But obviously, her earning potential shouldn't factor into you being intimidated by it. Do you know what I'm saying? It shouldn't.
But you shouldn't be intimidated. But your ego, if you're like, if you're from where we're from age-wise, bro, we're used to a man being providers. Not chatting too much, paying the bills. So to go from that.
Okay, no, but you know what? But can we dispel that narrative where we are used to men being the providers? No disrespect to people's dads, though. Bro.
We are.
But no.
We are.
No. What culturally, we're meant to. DNA and we're meant to. But we're talking about in 2024. Like, Osman growing up, a lot of us, A, didn't grow up with our dads. Not on a mad thing, but like, our fathers were there. But our fathers weren't earners, bro. Let's be honest. Because A, they couldn't speak the language. They weren't working. Bro, we was raised off government aid, bro. A lot of Somalis were, bro. Do you see what I'm saying? It's only our generation now where we're fathers, where now we're working and you know, we're getting to the money, bro. But let's be honest, our dads really didn't get into
all that, bro.
Our dads didn't really get to the money, bro.
Man's dads are like that, but there's also other
anecdotal,
man's dad.
Anecdotal, very anecdotal.
No, but there's other man's dad that were providing. So it's very hard to say. I don't know why we take the negative thing and blanket over everything. It's not negative.
It's where we got to, bro. We are products of civil war. We got here. And our fathers...
You're blanketing it. That's what I'm trying to say.
No. Our fathers, majority of the fathers, Somali fathers that came over here were actually working back home and doing extremely well, bro.
Agreed.
They got to these foreign lands where they couldn't speak the language and they struggled up with work. And this is a fact, bro. Yeah. A lot of old Somali men struggled with work. So what I'm trying to say
that's
to you...
That's still true. Yes, so yes. I'm with you so far, but where do you get to the point where you say all of them weren't provided?
No. I'm not saying no, but I'm saying the vast majority... If we were to do like statistics, there was probably way more non-providers than there were providers.
So isn't it dangerous to put a negative rhetorical
side? It's not a negative. I don't know, B, jump in where you need to jump in.
First of all,
I just want to give you your flowers.
Thank you very
because
much.
Because this culture needs this podcast.
Yeah, thank you
very
much.
I'm looking at it and I'm thinking... now I'm watching...
I was ready to go in on you as well. He just changed the whole...
No. I'm watching you and I'm thinking, this is like you're talking some stuff that no one speaks about, and that can only happen on the Upti podcast.
On the Upti podcast, so like, comment, share, subscribe. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Roll to 3K, come on.
How quick did you get to 2K?
Under two months.
Flowers, bro. On, flowers.
I'm blanking. That's all because of you guys. But listen,
same one.
The thing that's annoying me with this Evs is, sorry, bro, is I hear what you're saying. You're focusing on the kumbaya. Like,
I don't do that either.
But let's have it right, bro. We was kind of all raised off government aid, bro.
We were.
Where do we know the word aid from?
But we were.
For people that don't know what aid is, it means, what does it mean? It means the dole. Do you know what I'm saying? And a lot of us, alhamdulillah, bro, there's no disrespect to it. I'm not doubting it. And I'm not doubting the fathers and their earning capabilities, but I'm saying they couldn't earn, not because of they didn't want to earn. They couldn't earn simply because they had difficulties with the
every
language.
Every single father?
Yeah, majority of the fathers. I don't know how you are in the comments below. Please mention
maybe it's different for different cities.
Yeah,
maybe he's from London. For those that don't know, he's from London. Obviously, you're from Sheffield. Maybe it's different.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Sheffield was like that. And
parts of London like that. But if I just say my own estate, bro, there was man fathers that weren't around. For example, or I didn't see because I don't know.
Hear me out.
Let me finish the point off. I didn't see so. But I've seen some of them working in Heathrow. I used to work in Heathrow 14 years. I've seen the man and dad working there.
Anecdotal from the again, urn. Bro,
so there's certain man that can say my dad was there, a certain man that will say their dads weren't there. But I'm saying it's dangerous for us to blanket and say they weren't all there, or all of them were that. Because some of them might not have, some of them might not have been able to transfer their skills off post Civil War, but some of them did come in, done the taxi thing. Some of them done the cleaner thing, like a typical Somali job. In the late 90s and early 2000s, cleaners were a big job. Heathrow was a massive job in West London, so a lot of men were working as airport taxis cleaners. Taxis, but even in Bush, there's like a community of Somali taxi drivers. So like, these things were still running. So some Somalis were working. I'm just not on the whole. It's not you, in it. My bad. The blanket
it's
thing.
Him,
of,
it is him.
It's literally him. I'll wear that jacket if I have to, bro.
It's up to his podcast. So I'm saying we can't blanket and say it weren't that. But back, what was the whole point to begin with? What were you talking about?
No, the whole premise was obviously your woman having earning power, innit? More earning power than you, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Depends where you're at, though.
Yeah, 100%. And obviously you're saying, look, like as a, from the male's point of view, I think what B was saying was, as long as he's instrumental in her earning capabilities, you see what I'm saying?
Or, I'll rephrase, because what you said is a mad take. If it drives you, if what she earns drives you now to earn more. In
your
own life.
I don't mind with it because she's motivating you via the proxy, innit?
Yeah.
But like, no, you're right. It's not about negative. I think we need to kind of get out of this headspace where if we do say something which is, sounds like an outrageous take when it comes to our community, it isn't negative. It is what it is. It's the facts are the facts.
Two things can be true as well, though.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, what you said wasn't is not a lie. It's a fact. It happens.
Yeah.
But you know when we start to feel like, but we hear it all the time in Marley's, isn't it?
Yeah.
Appreciate you, bro. Yeah. They always say something and it's like, oh, because they've seen 10 men do it or 10 gal do it, everyone's doing it.
No, but
it's a blanket statement, isn't it? It's crazy.
No, but I think, you know what? I don't have the numbers statistically, to be honest, to say whether, like, which side of the coin where we're staring at. But what
there is a lot, of course, because we've seen it.
There is a lot.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can only speak for myself.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying? Like, and for my friends and the people that are around me, maybe you're right. It might be a city thing, to
I
be honest.
I think it might be, yeah.
I don't know how it was in Brum. Was it more, were there more active fathers or not?
Yeah.
Might be. You might have had a lot of Dutch come. We had a lot come from the Dutch.
Nah, there was. It's a bit sad. There's not much now.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of fathers when I was growing up taking their kids to Duxie, being there for them. And that's obviously a big impact, regardless of money coming in or not. They tried their best, helping them out. Education, Duxie, a lot of these things.
Yeah.
But obviously, you're too young to know what they're doing at that age.
We're talking work, though. That's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look, I think it's important for people to understand and not take the soundbite I said at the beginning and sort of run with it. What I'm trying to say is this. Somali dads were present. I'm not saying they weren't not present.
The whole point. Yeah.
They're present. So I'm talking about work-wise. I didn't see as much Somali old men work, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying this because of them or they didn't want to work. I'm just arguing the fact that they couldn't work because of the language barrier. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's all it was.
Yeah.
So
now you didn't say nothing toxic.
I know, because as you were speaking, I was doing like an order saying, yo, bro, like, was I really going
to I'm not kicking out
Somali fathers. I think Somali fathers are important. That they needed.
We need to do better, though, still.
We do. I think our generation are like, I don't know, now, I'm a father and that. Alhamdulillah, Allahumma barik. I look at my son and I think all the things that kind of like went wrong in my life, I'm kind of getting a chance to redo over with him. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't go
You're
to the park.
You're spinning the block
again. My dad didn't take me to the park a lot, so I take him to the park. And, you know, little small subtle things in it. So it's great being a...
How about this?
Go on.
Everything that you think is important to a kid, they just want you to be present.
Big facts, bro.
100%.
Wallahi, that's what
they just want you to be present. They just want you to be there.
Kids are the best, bro. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Like, being a father is the biggest flex in the world, bro.
Yeah.
And you know what it is? Like, I would like, B's right. Like, the little small things of just like, they just want you to be around, bro.
Yeah, yeah, they don't care.
The smallest little things, bro.
It's kids, isn't it?
You can take them to a bus stop, sit there for 30 minutes. They're just happy that you're at a bus stop.
Yeah.
Sitting there for 30 minutes.
Imagination, bro. There's nothing they can't do to make fun. Everything's fun to them, bro. I was praying Asr today. Mm. And every time I go into Salah, he just runs around me. He has to do a lap before I get back up.
Yeah.
And that's his game.
Yeah.
Every time I just do a rakat, one lap.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But it's kids, isn't it? But yeah, but what's your... That's
no.
the answer dilemma,
isn't it? That was a dilemma. We went on a mad tangent there. It was
that answers dilemma.
That answers that. So let's just quickly move over to everyone.
Which is the answer dilemma?
No, the dilemma that we start off with, because we went on a different, like...
Yeah, we went on a mad tangent.
About blankets and blanket statements.
On my days, yeah.
We were chatting about...
on the topic of children, somebody messaged us and says, I hate my child.
Nah, move on from that.
Yeah, I'm going to move on. But you know what, look, I kind of hear it. Do you know what I'm saying? I kind of... I hate... I know I said all of that.
There's times when you want to fight your kid.
Sometimes you look at them and think, I just want to, you know what? Like, I'm saving this anger I've got for you till you get of age, till I can beat the shit out of you. All right. oh, my days. I can't believe I'm going mad. Yeah, when you're getting a female on, we'll be getting females on. I hate the word. What the fuck? Yeah, we'll be getting some girls on very shortly. So, yeah, watch this space. Oh, this is a good one. How do you get over a breakup? How do you deal over a breakup? We'll go into this lightly. Do you know what I mean?
I've never dated, so I don't know what a breakup is like. I made a rule of not dating before I got married, bro.
I love that for you.
But I might have done, like,
yeah.
Obviously linking in it, but that's no more than a week or two, bro. The idea of dating someone, not like, and investing in them, and I don't even know if I want to marry them, sounds crazy to me, bro. So I'm not trying, and I was scared of rejection because you imagine like getting cheated on or the person breaking up with you. I'm not on it.
Yeah,
so I was straight linking.
So we'll just say to them, fear God on that one, on breakup and get married. There should be
you could say no. Okay, jokes aside, you could say
Look, I'm the resident single man, innit?
Yeah.
So I'll speak on this. Listen, breakups are hard, they're difficult, but guess what? You know, you will heal. Whatever you're feeling right now, 5 years down the line, won't mean nothing. The person that you're crying over, ideally, in the next 5 years, you're not going to care about.
Are you a serial dater?
I'm a serial dater. I'm a habitual dater, bro.
Wallahi.
Bro, I've watched...
So do you have... After breakup, you have the ice cream.
I watched the new Bad Boys film like over 5 times, bro.
Why?
Like,
why?
Different cinema. Different dates. Cinema dates and that.
Different names?
Different names, everything. Name it, bro. No, same names. I'm not going to lie. Same name. Well, I can't believe I'm saying too much right now. But yeah, listen, I'm a dater. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it's important to date. Do you know what I'm saying?
Some people can't do it. I know some guys that can't. Like, one of my guys, I won't even hold him up, he can't go single. Like, he's not married, but he needs to be dating at all times.
Does he?
Even in the handover period, when he knows he's about to break up. Like, it's like work. You know when you're about to lose your job, you get another job, innit?
100%.
He's a serial dater, bro. He just needs to be in a relationship all times.
Nah, bro, that guy's got... But people like that got abandonment issues, bro. That's what it is, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of comfortable being alone, but at the same time...
Comfortable being in a date as well?
No, I like the thought of companionship, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do think... You're not meant to be alone in life, innit? You know what I'm saying? I don't know how this is taking a dark turn.
Speak, bro.
Like, I feel like somebody needs to play violins in the back or something.
Put it in the back of the edit.
Yeah, H is watching this right now.
H is in LA thinking, what's going on?
What's his take?
H, well, I don't know. Do you know what? I wonder what his take is. His take could be interesting, to be honest. I think he, knowing him, I think he believes in dating, but at the same time, he's got an old school set like mind frame of dating as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, his thing is like, he told me before, he can get married to a girl without even seeing her, bro. You know how wild that is.
Old school, that is. That's like arranged marriage.
Arranged marriage, bro. Yeah, I'm saying.
But he's not trying to do the love thing. Though. His thing is, this is business.
Yeah, this is strictly business, bro. But I get it, obviously. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think there are people from the south are more like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, more the southern Somalis are more business focused, business minded. Do you know what I'm saying? Where the northerners were not. Do you know what I'm saying? We're a bit lazy.
No tradition.
What do you mean no tradition?
Well, that's tradition, though.
What do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Are you trying to say the Northerners are lazy, bro?
Well, not lazy. I said...
Somalilanders come for him, rapping.
That's where I'm from. Don't do that.
No, he's
We're not doing that. No, my point is... My point is that's old school tradition. What? Not seeing the woman. Yeah, I want to marry her. That's it.
Do you think that... Look,
that's general, tradition.
There is tradition. You're right. But it's old school tradition. And that's what I was saying, bro. Like... But I don't think I can get with a girl without seeing... I've got to see her.
When you're old, what do you reckon if you're older, though? If you're like 40 and above? Because then it's business. Because you're just trying to get in and get out by now, isn't it?
No, but I still need to find you, like...
Somewhat attractive.
I'm not saying you've got to be a world beater.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you've got to be like, whoa. But I've got to find... There has to be an initial attraction there. Like, I was watching Love Is Blind. Have you guys watched Love Is Blind?
I see it, but I never click on it, bro.
Love Is Blind is one of the greatest shows of all time.
I watched 90 Day Fiancé, if that's anything close.
Love Is Blind, for those that don't know, the concept is this, yeah? Is basically a guy and a girl, they're behind a brick wall, okay? And they don't get to see each other. They basically just have a conversation.
During the episode.
So there's a segment in the show where they're talking and they fall in love with each other behind a brick wall. The guy proposes to her. And once she says yes, then all the real life elements come to play.
What's the real life element that they're hiding?
Her looks. Okay. Finances.
Because the wall goes up, innit?
So the wall goes up.
So they can't mention any of that?
No, they can, but then they can't mention looks. He can't
even
say...
Even if they can mention looks, no, they're not... But it's
against the ethos of the show. You're not meant to, it's meant to be totally this, like, looks are meant to be a second.
Is this the one with the black girl that got with the guy? She was just so disappointed in him.
Yeah, man.
I saw that clip.
There's that one. That's probably one of the seasons. I think one of the other seasons recently was there was a guy. He got with a girl, and he thought the girl was gonna be fat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
But then he just ended up getting with her. The girl didn't end up being fat, and then obviously, long story short, she found out that he called her fat, and it all went pink tongue. Do you know what I'm saying? But nevertheless, I like the concept of that show. I actually enjoy that show. So I'm thinking, in real life principles, would I chat to a girl without seeing her and marrying her? I don't know, bro. I don't think I could do it. But would I?
Yeah, you might be more pop the balloon.
Pop the balloon.
You might be more pop the balloon.
Pop the balloon.
What's that guy called? They cancelled, didn't it? The one in America.
Yeah, apparently. They
Somali one.
Yeah, Somali one. They cancelled it, man. They got death threats, apparently.
Yeah, Mini Hopeless. Yeah, they're crazy, that place, man. That place just needs to be bombed, bro.
Might come to London soon, though.
What?
Imagine it comes to London.
What, pop the balloon?
Yeah.
It's going to happen, bro.
That was so strong here.
Huh?
That was still strong here.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
lie. Most of the nonsense that happens in London is in dark, like after Ish.
Yeah,
still gonna be in that one, bro. I don't think anyone can run around London or even UK and do a pop the balloon.
I think that's really why. That's why I feel like I love man's culture. Yeah, is we still have that little bit. You know, like you look at the Americans. No disrespect to all the Americans. We got a lot of American fans as well. I hate the word fans.
Viewers
and supporters. Big up you guys. But the difference between us and them is, we still have that little bit of like religious guilt over certain things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like even when you're doing it.
Even when we're doing it, I'm not going to say like we're squeaky clean or whatever, but we still have that little heaviness in our heart when we are, as horrible as hell, when we're actively going out to sin in it. Where with them, it's almost like, I don't think they've got it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen really Somalis with tattoos and that. And it's hella Somalis with tattoos and that. You know what I'm saying? And it's no disrespect. Like, no, I'm not, you know, whatever, but in America, it seems to be a prevalent thing. And it's just crazy. I don't know, you guys are eerily quiet because you don't want to say anything. But
I can't, because the minute you said you got American viewers,
yeah,
I just rather not say.
No, but I hear it, man.
I'd rather not say, but America's a wild place.
America's Scandinavia. These are the wild places. I feel like sometimes, you know, like.
I rock with Scandinavia. I like Sweden. I like Sverige.
Yeah, nah. It's,
but, I think Canada and Toronto. No, sorry, Toronto and America.
Yeah.
It's problematic over there, bro.
Canada in general, you're saying?
No, Toronto probably, because I think they're all from Toronto. There's a few in Ottawa, but majority are from Toronto. That's where we see most of the
time. If you were to tell me where the Sunna reached or not reached, I'd say Minnesota, Sunna hasn't reached there, bro.
Hasn't reached.
100%.
Surely it has.
The Sunna hasn't reached that place, bro. I'm telling you. Bro, I wish I could find this clip, yeah? It's of, like, they're doing, like, a play.
Put it in there when you find it.
Yeah, there's a play, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
There's a play.
We'll find that clip.
And there's a play, and then the guy's, like, basically praying. It's a live play.
Oh, yeah?
The guy prays.
It's a musical.
And then he goes into sujood, and then he comes back up, and then he just starts rapping, bro.
Yeah.
Why?
It's a play. It's like a musical.
It's actual musical.
It's a musical. And it's
Somali guy.
Yeah, they look Somali.
Bro, he just starts speaking a quick 16 halfway through prayer. It's insane. Like,
it's the wildest thing I've ever seen in my life. When I see that, I thought, yeah, bro. Did he get standing ovation? No, he didn't get standing ovation. He probably did, you know, to be honest. But you know what the craziest thing about that? The whole thing about that whole situation was, I don't think that could happen in England without there being a massive uproar, bro. You see what I'm saying? That can't happen, bro.
Regardless of Somali or not,
there would be an uproar if there was a musical where a guy is praying and all of a sudden he starts spitting a quick 16. That's what I'm saying. In America, in the Americas, it's a bit different out there, man. Do you know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah, our parents didn't send us there, bro. Say Alhamdulillah, boys, man.
Alhamdulillah, bro.
Go,
I'm happy I was in
the
UK.
B wants to go out there. Look at him. Alhamdulillah.
It's lit around there. Next dilemma.
Nah, the next dilemma.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, I don't even know where that dilemma stemmed from.
Oh, well, we keep going.
Nah, crazy, this is good.
Right. Which one does it say? Someone said not watching the show until Birdie apologizes for his anti-Somali remarks. Listen,
now your uncle ruckus when it comes to Somalis.
What did you say?
I didn't say anything. Now your uncle ruckus.
Okay, please. Okay, explain how I'm uncle ruckus, bro.
Like you're for the viewers. If you don't know who Uncle Ruckus is, he's a black guy that hates black people. Yeah. A self-hating black guy.
Self-deprecating black guy.
Can we get rid of
that narrative of me being a self-hating?
You're European, bro. You're European.
No, I'm British.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. There you go.
You hate Somalis.
What? I hate Somali.
You hate your own.
I love Somali. No, I'm joking, bro. With every fibre of my being.
He's lying to you guys.
Listen, you know what? I do feel like I do.
Did you not vote Reform?
Yeah, I voted for Nigel because I don't want the boats to come over, bro. That's it. I don't want these little boats. Oh, no, I'm joking. I didn't vote for Reform. But genuinely.
That's a clip in itself.
Yeah.
That's a clip in itself. Oh, God. Oh, I did. We move.
No, I apologize to all the Somali, my fellow Somalilanders, bro.
Do you know what they're specifically talking about?
Yeah, basically, I refer to the Somalilanders, the north of Somalia.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
What did you say? Say it, put it in context. That's what did it. You do?
So basically, we was talking about something.
And you know, you are violating. And you're a lander yourself.
Yeah, I'm a lander myself, but...
You're violating still.
Listen, I slip of the tongue.
Oh, but because you didn't claim as Somaliland.
You didn't mean to say it.
I didn't mean to say it. I believe in Somaliland, bro. I think Somaliland...
Geographically, you're right, though. They are the north of Somalia.
Geographically, they are...
He's not meant to be saying it.
I'm not meant to be saying it because I went back to I went back to the city.
It now would be cool because we're not trolls, innit?
Yeah,
this guy's been trolling. So him to say north of Somalia,
yeah, bro, trust me, it's like, crazy. I'm Sheffield's full of northerners, bro, and I'm
there's
like,
only that like two. There's
the pitchfork where they hate. They want to burn me at the stake.
And you're one of theirs.
I'm almost
bro, saying, you know, Sheffield. There's only two non-landers in Sheffield. Me and my son.
You're lying.
No, seriously, that's it.
Why? Well, why
it's
is
all
it like
landers,
that?
Bro? It's all landers, bro.
I love that.
Yeah,
just me and my son, bro.
Nah, well, I love that, man.
I don't, you know what it is? I think they hate me that much. They think half the shit I say about Somaliland is like almost heresy, bro.
No, say, Uncle Ruckus, definitely. Yeah.
But what I do say is this, innit? Me, I pray for
peace. Ruckus.
Yeah, Upti Ruckus. I pray for peace. You know what I'm saying? I pray for our people to be united. And, you know, we'll, you know, come on, B. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I'm involved. I'm involved. In the prayer.
You know what I'll start a new movement, by the way. How about X? We have denounced our tribes. It's picking up, by the way.
Wait. Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you?
We've denounced our tribe.
Why?
Because tribalism is what's ruined our country, bro. You being whatever and me being whatever and him being whatever is the root cause of the problems in our country. Can we all agree? Is that the root cause?
I don't know about that, man.
I don't know about that, bro.
So you guys are tribalists, as you can
see. No, but it's always been around. That's like a brand new thing. It's always been around.
I have that notion. What you're saying, yeah. Up until maybe a year ago, I said the same thing. But you know, I realised.
Yeah.
Whatever system you have in place is still people.
No, yeah. But people are using tribes.
No, but I'm saying, you see that systems are broken, yeah. But people break them. So if we didn't have a tribal thing.
I'm not saying I'm not saying get rid of them.
No. But hear me out.
I'm saying, how about X?
But hear me out. You see, like,
just denounce your tribe.
You see, with tribes in general, though, yeah? It was originally lineage, like to know where you're
there
from.
You go, there you go, yeah.
There's historical. But people make it the problem.
Yeah.
So even if you remove this. Let me finish it. So even if you remove these people, right? This is how I feel right now, yeah? Even if you remove these people, the tribal system.
Mm. It's the people.
The people are still there. Like, these arseholes are still here, bro.
No.
Like, they've just found a vehicle to do their bullshit.
Facts.
What we need to do is this: denounce our tribes. And then, hear me out.
I'm listening.
Denounce our tribes.
Yeah.
And we all unify under the Quran and Sunnah and Islam, bro. That's it.
Under the what?
Under Islam. That's all. Islam. That's all we unify under. That is it. Forget everything. We are the tribe of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's who we're from. That's who we follow, and that's who we are. That's it.
Can't really beat that.
You can't beat that, bro.
Can't.
You would deny. I'm denouncing my tribe for that, bro. That's my movement. That's what I want to join. Yeah. I don't want to join any other thing where it's like, oh,
so you want people to be better Muslims?
Way better Muslims, bro.
Yeah.
And forget this tribalism thing and using the tribalism to be divisive.
But is it not difficult? Because you know, I used to say this is silly, but you know, if you lost like a family member from this.
Yes.
Yeah, and you lost it. It's very difficult for people to get past that because there's been no blood money, for example. There's been no reparations.
Yeah.
There's been, and it's easy for in the place of privilege to kind of be like, oh, bun that. Yeah. And I've always been on that. I've always been on this bun this tribe thing. Like, but then if you deep it, bro, if I lost my sister today, bro.
To a tribe.
To some tribe shit. Red Sheffield, Red London, and I lost it. And 20 years later, man are saying, hey, this is dead, man. Man squashed the beef. It's not.
That's
that simple. But the people are still the same people. That's our problem. We got these little instigators, these little red pill. It's the same guys on Twitter, these little red pill guys, yeah?
Mm.
They're the biggest problem in terms of the problems that we face, which is, yeah, cool, we have tribal issues, 100%, yeah. We got war, but it's more to do with these people and we can't get rid of these little cancerous
rats. Yes, 100%. I agree with what you're saying, but going back to getting over somebody dying or, you know, murder and all that stuff,
yeah,
I get what you're saying.
Regardless, you're
regardless.
Saying.
Was it a Muslim or Muslim crime?
Mm.
Yes. What? Evidently, what are we? We're Muslim. Mm. Everything's underneath our feet, brother. We are Muslims. Khalas.
Brother.
We are brother. We are Muslims. Verily, nah, I'm using the word verily. But right now, I'm using verily.
Verily's crazy.
Verily.
But now you're removing the whole.
It don't matter.
You're removing the meat off the bone by saying, just.
We're Muslim.
Brother, you just said brother.
Brother, we're Muslims.
He said brother, it's
finished. You can't style me on that, bro. We're Muslims. Brother. We're Muslims. You can't. Anything. That's why they say if you're going
to. That's a place of privilege, you know?
No, we're going to say, no, look, it's not. Because they say if you're going to hate, you hate moderately, bro. If you're going to love, you love moderately. Because one day, there might be a guy that you hate that you have to love.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, you might have to hate somebody you have to love. So right. When it comes to all of these things, we have to do it in moderation, bro. What you're saying is an extreme. They kill my sister, blah, blah, blah. Bro, I hear it. Khalas, but guess what? I've been anyway Muslims, bro. You know she was murdered. Inshallah, she gets Jannah. Khalas, move on. It's beneath our feet. We're Muslims, bro. Let's get on. How do we build that country now? Are we going to hold this?
You're a psychopath.
I'm being serious.
Nah, well, he's speaking.
He's not. No.
He's in his bag. He's in his bag today.
Because what you're saying now is like, you know when you ask her for something, she says, inshallah. Because she threw a deen in there, we can't say nothing. Of course, the deen supersedes everything, bro. But we're talking about the reality of people that are not following the deen. Some people are not following the deen.
That's
but
the problem.
Yeah, they should.
But they're not.
That's the crux of the problem.
But they're not.
Bro.
And you can't make them follow the deen.
No, you can, bro.
Yeah,
you can't. Do you know me? If I was the president, first day in office, you know, I'll open Surah Tawbah, bro, yeah? And I'll read Surah Tawbah, bro. The only Surah that doesn't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, bro, yeah? I'll read that Surah, bro. And wallahi, anybody who's acting up or whatever, bro, khalas, I've got no time for you, bro. I'm exterminating people, bro. Khalas.
Yeah, you can't be.
No.
Wait, this guy just contradicted everything he said. So now you're killing people.
No. I'm killing people.
I need this clipped up because this guy went from
killing
you
loving.
No, brother, to killing. The people that are cancerous upon my nation, bro. You're gone, bro. You're gone. Assalamu alaikum. Bye bye, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. That's see you. We can't let you have power.
He's
money.
A maniac.
We need
we need you to stay broken
fist.
The ends. Like for the safety of Somalis and landers, we need you broken the ends, bro.
How about X? I guarantee you, this movement's gonna grow, bro. It's gonna.
The only weird thing, you know, have you been on TikTok Live before, innit? Yeah. You see, I'm sure both. You definitely have actually. Because shout out to sport.
Come on, dog. You see me jump on it, bro.
Yeah. People start saying to you, what's your tribe?
Shut up.
Yeah, straight away.
Yeah.
Bro, I know people.
Why?
People start saying, like, I'm entertaining it. So people will be like, what's your tribe? And someone says, I don't know who these people are. He's MJ.
Mm.
And they're having
Before they hear about you.
No, I would jump on the live. Then I'm just chatting. Or I'm just, whatever I'm doing on the live, then someone will say, it starts coming up, what's your tribe? Then someone will answer for them. He's MJ, definitely. One other girl was like, you might be my cousin. But it's just such a fixation over this tribe stuff. But the conversation, just because I know we've gone on tangents, and I love tangents with you, man.
Same.
But the only thing is, we can't say the simple fix is, the deen comes above everything, because the deen does. We agree with it. It does. We all know it does. If you ask someone outside
you're dancing on heresy. You're being a heretic right now.
No, because if you talk, it's going to sound like it.
You're not landing, though.
But look,
he's being a heretic.
Land.
All I'm saying is, the conversation has to be, of course, the deen is the most important thing and supersedes everything. But what we're... Hear me out.
Let's land, bro.
I'm sorry. Please, let me.
Deen solved everything.
But I'm saying the conversations that need to be had is you can't simply say it's only tribe. The people are the problem.
I agree with
that. And not everyone's religious. So what supersedes what then? If people don't follow the deen correctly, bro.
Okay. All right. Listen, you've heard all of our takes. We've had this has been an explosive episode. If you got this far, like, comment, share, and subscribe. I've been your boy, Birdie Books, World Under the North. I've got my boy, Young B, from the Sport... After hours, sportscast, the one and only. We've got my boy Evs in the building as well. Shout out to H. Finally, if you got this far as well, H will be ending the show with the news. So here we go to H in LA with the latest in Somalia.
Hello. Ashimbir. Adakum Akhlikra. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in English, hey everybody, how's everyone doing? It's your boy Hamza. Coming to you straight, live from the sunny streets of LA. Yeah, you heard it. That's right. We outside. Yeah. I've traded the samosas for some chicken burgers, hot dogs. You know what I mean? I've surrounded myself with more palm trees than people. And I've come for enjoyment, man. My summer began in September, but that doesn't mean I've forgotten what the agenda is. Just because I'm here in Hollywood doesn't mean I'm not keeping an eye on real important stuff. What's happening in Somalia? So let's dive in straight into the top news of the week, straight from me, Hamza, here in Hollywood in LA. What's happening? Let's go.
First things first, the political standoff going on right now in Somalia. You've got Hassan Sheikh Mohammed and Prime Minister Hassan Abdi Bire are in a standoff that's starting to feel like a never-ending soap opera. They're arguing about security policies, international relationships, and who makes better sugar. That was a bit of banner. Okay, maybe not the last part. But you know it's serious when there's two aren't on the same page. Someone has to come and bring it to the table and they have to communicate. Okay? Number one, big one for my people is Puntland elections. Meanwhile, in Puntland, the upcoming elections are looking spicy. Spicier than your auntie's biasto. Hey, like these ones, I'm adding a bit of... Candidates are promising. They're looking like stars, as per usual. And maybe, inshallah, we might get a free go out of it. But the aim is to get people to vote. If there's anyone from Garoue, there's a lot of people that have spoken to me that are from Garoue and Bosasa. If you're there, vote, vote. That's the only way we're going to start making things to work over there. But I'll be very honest with you. Inshallah, once there's Wi-Fi across the desert, it's going to be hands-on. So I can't wait to hear that. Inshallah, they're working on right now, Somtel and Golis, to make sure, I think from Bosasa all the way to Galkayo, Wi-Fi. Hopefully that is going to be amazing thing going on there. Also, on other news, we have a drought that's been going on in Somalia at the moment. On a more serious note, the drought situation in Somalia is worsening and food is difficult to get, becoming a major issue. International aid is trying to keep up, but it's not enough. If you're out there and thinking, what can I do? The answer is simple. Send help wherever you can. Somalia needs food and the flood support right now. I don't just mean water. So they need food, they need crops, they need alab. So if you've got people over there, any charities, inshallah, I'm trying to start up a charity. It takes a bit of time. You need the mean. You need to make sure you do things correctly. But inshallah, if you've got family, especially in our Somali community, people that know. And if you're not Somali as well, there's so many charities that are doing things out there. So we should be able to do it properly.